Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are speaking with Barbara Kowalczyk. Did I say that right, Barbara?
Kowalczyk?
Yes,
Kowalczyk.
That's
right. And Microfrasola, and they own Skin Med Spa here in Downers Grove, Illinois. We're going to be talking about cosmetic medicine today.
And Barbara and Michael are both board-certified nurse practitioners. What led you guys to pursue that as a career?
Well, we both have different paths. Actually, I've been in this field for greater than 20 years, maybe 25, and that, I guess, shows my age. I started working with a pioneer in the cosmetic surgical industry, and I'll drop his name because he's an awesome guy, Dr. Leon Chupshin. And so we both have been in critical care medicine as well for quite some time. But this has been basically a passion of love. So we opted to open up a med spa here in lovely Downers Grove. And I'll let Barb speak about how her path got here, or what got her here.
Okay.
Yes, I always had a love for skin. I myself suffered with acne growing up, so that always was an interest of mine. And growing into it, I was became an injector as a nurse before becoming a nurse practitioner. And my background is in critical care, which I've been in for 10 years, and gradually transitioned over to the cosmetic end of things.
Oh,
and,
great.
And I don't want to sound creepy, but you both have amazing skin. So it's a real testament.
Oh, thank you.
And in case our listeners want to know, we've been there.
Yes. This
is the wonderful couple that came to my home when I was absolutely miserable in dehydration and pain after my
18 hours of vomiting
after my shoulder surgery, and were nice enough to actually do a house call and give me an IV treatment. So we'll be talking about that later too.
Yeah, they got you back on your feet.
Yeah. So welcome to our show, Michael
yes,
and
thanks
Barbara.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So we'd like to start off with learning about cosmetic medicine. Michael or Barbara, what exactly can you tell our listeners about that?
There's multiple ways of learning the industry. Number one, there is training. Training could be from either a school, or you could talk to any physician out there. Your best training is on the job. A individual coming out of medical school does not know much about medicine. When he's done with his residency, he's equipped to practice. So a lot of our experience came from we did the proper training, but a lot of it was learning from others who pioneered the industry and business. There's a lot of companies out there that will give you all sorts of support. And as you work with patients, that is when you truly learn your craft, see what works best. And there's a little trial and error, but the trial and error, you go into that with a great deal of knowledge and foundation and make sure you do no harm, number one, and to make everyone extremely happy. But every day is a learning experience. We get better with each passing day.
That's great. And Barbara, what is cosmetic medicine as an overview? Like, what is it?
Well, it's an emerging field of medicine. It fills the gap between beauty therapy and plastic surgery. It's a feel-good branch of medicine. So a lot of times people will come in here not feeling well about their appearance, and so we want to reflect how they feel inside reflected on the outside. So that's how it is in a nutshell.
Okay, that's great. That's a good explanation. And I'm guessing that you use laser therapy in your clinic. Could you explain what lasers are used for?
Yeah, well, laser basically is an amplification of light. Essentially, it's energy. So depending on how you deliver that energy, you could actually achieve a goal. So, for instance, a laser used to bust up a tattoo, and what I mean by bust up, I'm talking about removal, mm-hmm. Is different than a laser that does something else like skin resurfacing or collagen building.
Okay. But
essentially, they are working with the same principle. You just have to manipulate that amount of energy to do what you're trying to achieve. Lasers have been around for 40 or 50 years in the cosmetic business, mostly improved in the last 20, 25 years. And there's essentially not, it's using every aspect of aesthetic medicine. It's getting really big now for pain control. There's multiple applications from something, you know, that is just desired, like hair removal, to things like cataracts and eye surgeries. There's many applications for lasers.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. And what are some of the other reasons that someone might come to a skin med spa?
Well, most people will come to a spa for the improved. What they're trying to do is restore what Father Time and Mother Nature now is taken away. That is the main reason. But we actually have gotten into the wellness arena as well. So fixing people on the outside is great, but fixing them from the inside is it multiplies your result. So we actually do both wellness and anesthetic treatments.
Okay. And what's go ahead.
Yes. So some of the aesthetic treatments somebody will come in for is undesired dark spots from the sun. So sunspots, melasma, come in for stretch mark removal, spider vein removal, rosacea, acne scars. Those are some things as far as treatments can be provided with a laser. As far as medicinal treatments, we also offer testosterone replacement therapy in the form of injectables or pellet therapy, which are beneficial for both men and women. And that's another thing that women will be suffering from is mood changes. And by healing from the inside, we can do pellet therapy to provide that.
Oh, great.
Wow. Michael or Barbara, either one, I had looked and read on your website, you do a couple different procedures I've never heard of before. One is PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and
correct.
Then also PDO threads. What exactly right. are those, and why would someone need them?
All right, so PRP, it's been around for a little bit. It initially was used, you may have heard of people like Kobe Bryant using it to improve injuries and such. So essentially what we do is we remove blood from the patient, their own blood. We spin it. We put it in a specialized tube and remove the platelets. The platelets then are used to re-inject into an area. In particular for us, we do a lot of injections into the face or the scalp for hair growth. So platelets, they have essentially a little sack of material that is filled with growth factors and such, and they degranulate. Big word for they just release these factors into the area, and these factors are screaming out for stem cells to come in the area and repair. So you will see, for instance, let's say we're working with someone who has acne scars. Mm-hmm. We can microneedle the area in which we get a mechanical benefit, but now we're doing a biological benefit by offering the platelets to that area. It is basically saying, stem cells, please come here, help us repair. Results are magnificent.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you.
And how about the PDO threads?
PDO threads are dissolvable sugar fibers. They're commonly used in heart surgeries. There's different types of PDO threads that we use here in the cosmetic aspect. Barbed threads are made for lifting loose and sagging skin, as well as smooth threads are used for building collagen and thickening the dermis. So in essence, rather than doing an invasive surgical procedure to do a facelift, we can do a non-surgical approach, a lunchtime facelift that's only done with threads, and we place them underneath the skin. The procedure takes about an hour start to finish with a little bit of local anesthetic, and the results last about a year. But even after a year, because we're introducing these fibers, your body's stimulating collagen. So now your skin's becoming thicker, and it is improved over time.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've seen before and after photos, and it is amazing. Can I take a step back? What do you like any particular or specific skincare products or, that you recommend, or hair products that you recommend?
Oh, absolutely. So here's our deal. Initially, we did not want to retail any products. And then we were introduced to a product called Definage. Definage is an amazing skin product, and that's why we started carrying it, because it doesn't work like everything else out there. You can go to a Neiman Marcus, and I usually don't, so I don't know what the main products are there, but essentially, I know this, they're pricey. And all they are is a fancy moisturizer. Definage actually works more medicinally, and it has a defensive molecule which basically sits on the master stem cells of the skin and says, let's crank out new skin. So results on this is, I'm a guy's guy. I'm not like, you know, a guy who ever pampered his skin, although I do know that I have, that I'm at Skin Med Spa, but I went on this for 1 week and I was getting compliments left and right. And people are like, what are you doing? And that was just off a product. So it's actually producing new skin. It helps with pores. It will reduce the size of pores, wrinkling, fine wrinkling. And it does amazing things with crepey skin. The nice thing about this is this has been clinically trialed. It was in a multi-center, double-blind, vehicle-controlled clinical trial. And in the trial, it actually showed epidermicide grows. As we get older, it doesn't grow thicker. It gets thinner and it gets like unorganized. It will help significantly with age spots, melasma. This product truly is a game changer.
Wow.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
So some other products that we offer, we're in love with Nutrafol, which is a hair vitamin supplement for hair restoration. And we use that in combination with our platelet-rich plasma therapy for hair restoration. We like to have our patients on this as a continuing treatment. But it is purely derived from plants. Some ingredients in the vitamins are saw palmetto, curcumin, ashwagandha, marine collagen. So it's all natural. And it really does improve not only the strength of the hair, but also great for skin and nails.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Is that for women and men?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They have a line for men, women, and for older women who go through hormonal changes. So they, and it works in different ways. It ultimately blocks DHT. And a lot of people who have hair loss due to, anxiety and stress, there's a component in there to help reduce that stress. So overall, it's a feel-good vitamin. I went on it myself because I have experienced hair loss. And when I talked to the rep of the company, I did say, you're not going to get results immediately. But, he said, how's things going? And I told him, I just feel more energy. And he goes, I hear that a lot.
Wow. And with today's stress and anxiety, I think that's something everybody needs.
So are you feeling stressed or anxious, Mom?
Oh, me? okay. Well, thank you very much.
And I understand that you also do dermal fillers, facials, Botox, and other use other injectables. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Barb has really honed in her abilities to inject women. She's extremely good. Now, we have found the products that we like the best. And as a general rule here, if we don't love it, we don't use or we don't promote it. Mm-hmm. So we have found products that are good. And Barb has really honed in on her skills because there's truly an artistic factor to this. Mm-hmm. Often you'll hear like people, we hear a lot of people coming in here from other places that said, I didn't like how my, my eyebrows were placed. I didn't, and there's a lot of complaints. And it's not that they didn't do good work, but they didn't have that artistic flair. Mm-hmm. Barb has truly showed that. In fact, here, I'll let her expand on that.
So dermal fillers and Botox are amongst the most commonly used cosmetic treatment. And especially now, our common populations between the ages of 25 and 35, because nobody wants to look old. And Botox is a neurotoxin, which relaxes the muscles in areas of the forehead, around the eyes, reduces the expressiveness, therefore lines will be reduced. And another form of Botox, we have Jeuveau. So that's the neurotoxin of choice at our particular spa. We do have a really good outcome with that particular neurotoxin. And other things we do are fillers, so lip fillers, cheek fillers, what's called a liquid facelift. Rather than doing threads, we can also achieve a higher cheekbone, structural support of the jaw, contouring overall. And we deliver a natural approach. Most people that come in here don't want to look augmented. They want to look refreshed, something more of a youthful appearance of what they look like 10 years ago. And we're able to deliver that.
Nice.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I think you did something between my eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that was Botox.
Okay.
And you guys injected, this is going to sound strange, but I had injections by you guys in my upper lip of Botox, and it made my top lip like pop. So instead of getting, you know, a lip filler or having surgery or something, just a few injections of Botox in my top lip relaxed and looked very, very, very nice.
Natural.
Yeah, very natural and just more youthful.
Up until this episode, my family didn't know that I had. They just thought I'd been really taking care of myself.
They're like, boy, you've been relaxed.
Can you guys finish this episode? I'm going to get their address and head right over.
Yeah, there you go.
It's right. You know where it is? It's right across the street from Dive Hurt.
Is it now?
Yes.
It is.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are, yeah.
Right. Neighbors.
Yeah.
Yes. Ron is a vice president of Dive Hurt, the firm. Well, I'm not talking well today, so I'll let Dive Hurt guy talk to you.
Our organization, we do adapted scuba diving for children, adults, and veterans with disabilities. And we're located in Downers Grove, right?
Kitty
on Main
Corner,
Street.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, at the corner in that bank building, right next door to the coffee shop. Not Starbucks, but the other one?
Pete,
yes.
Yeah, and downtown Downers Grove is worth a visit.
It's very nice. A great place. Yes. We love downtown Downers.
Yes.
Nice.
And last but not least, you offer hydration therapy. I know that you two came to the house about 8 weeks ago, and I was massively dehydrated, and I had been puking for 18 hours. But you were able to provide an IV to rehydrate me. Is that
right.
What most of your clients get as far as hydration therapy?
No, your therapy was more of a medicinal, I'm in trouble, help me out quickly sort of a deal. And now that's where our critical care background came into play. We were able, and for what it's worth, we both could start an IV and a turnip. So this is a good place to go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because when you're dehydrated, it is very hard to get IV started, correct?
And I can't tell you how many times she's gone to the hospital and they've had to repeatedly attempt to put in an IV. And you guys made it look like it was
no deal. The first time I ever dehydrate, I am a chronic... Heat
stroke.
I had heat stroke. So since then, I'm a chronic dehydrator. But the very first time... I was in the Army, and the doctor that was trying to start the IV in the field poked me about 12 times.
So and she went from being unconscious.
I was unconscious to begin with, but then after all the pokes, I guess I started coming around, and I woke up swearing, and on top of the swearing, I said, you know, can you get somebody that knows what the blank they're doing over here? And then I looked up, and there was a bird on the collar of this doctor, and I'm like... And I added quickly, ma'am, because, you know, you don't want to really get yourself in trouble with somebody that massively outranks you. But
yeah, but you guys.
You made it look like it was no problem, and I felt so much better.
Your doctor should have worked on turnips then, because that seems to be the answer.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
But we were happy to help you. But offhand, what we do is the therapy, we were always doing it, but it really became popular during this pandemic in which people were trying to improve their immunity. So, and that is a valid way of improving your immunity. So we offered large doses of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, zinc, and some other things that would boost your immunity. And the beauty of that is that those products that boost your immunity are amazing for your skin. They're collagen builders.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid is amazing. Another thing that we offered was glutathione, but we do have a very loaded IV. The glutathione is your master antioxidant. I've been aware of glutathione since I was a kid. Kind of like the millennials, I never wanted to age. And I always wanted to do glutathione, but it's a large molecule. You can get it in a pill, but your stomach acid is going to tear it apart. Once we found out that that they had an intravenous form of it, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So several things that those two studies have shown that during when your immunity goes like haywire, like let's say with a COVID infection, it's that untethered immune response that hurts you. The glutathione actually curbs that down a little bit. So the deal is like again, we're not saying that it treats COVID, but you know there's many studies out there showing the benefits of these type of supplements, and that will help any kind of viral attack, not just COVID. But again, the beauty of it is that anything good for your immunity is usually amazing for your skin, and skin's in our title, so it works out. Then we also offer other things in our cocktail that not only helps with immunity and skin, but energy. And some of the products we use also will do such things as help burn, utilize fat for energy opposed to other forms. So it's a good thing to do if you're thinking of kickstarting a diet as well. And there's other things that help with neurological issues, kind of like alpha-linoleic acid. We have a very stacked IV, and people who go on it usually they love it because they're energized.
Wow, that's great. Just as a question, is there vitamin A and E in there as well?
No, typically you have to be careful with delivering those. Those are fat soluble. So if someone wants to take A and E, we suggest orally.
Okay.
There are vitamin D, but that's a fat soluble, but there are vitamin D applications intravenous. But we, as a personal philosophy, if it's fat soluble, you can ingest it. We only do like water soluble in the IVs.
Okay, great. Thanks. And what other treatments are available in an office like Skin Med Spa?
Well, another thing too, again, here's the deal. We can make you look amazing. I truly can. Shaving off 10 years off of someone's face is not that difficult. But it's great to look great, but you want to feel great. So we've pursued other things such as hormonal replacements. There's a great percentage of the male population at the age of 40 and 50 that are actually augmenting with testosterone. And truly, it shouldn't have the stigma that it had yesteryear where it's like an anabolic steroid. It's one of the most natural hormones in your body. It's truly what makes a man a man. And we're seeing these levels drop off drastically, even in people in their 30s. So we do check levels, and we do have a board-certified endocrinologist on staff who oversees our project, and we help with that. Guys, they love it. Once they're on it, they just are amazing patients. They will be here to always get their testosterone. And we're also treating women as well. Women is basically a population that has been overlooked hormonally, although it's becoming now very fashionable. You know, when women get a little bit older, you know, there's all sorts of problems with mood, things like that. And, you know, your Neanderthal man would blame, you know, would say, like, your hormones. Well, that Neanderthal is a little bit right, but he's not delivering it really nice. But the deal is, it is hormonal. And a lot of people go on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors and things like that to improve their mood. And we just say, no, why don't you just go with a bioidentical, what God gave you, the same structure, and we're changing lives. People, here, go ahead.
Changing marriages, too. We've had a lot of testimonials from women who said that this is better than counseling that saved their marriage. So we do believe in all the therapies that we provide here. And
well, like you said, if you're healing from the inside out.
Well, we like to think of it as tying the knot. You bring the superficial to the interior, and life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's delivered in the IV?
No. Guys, we have the option of either doing injections. There's multiple things you could do for testosterone. You could do creams. I don't think the results are that good. Injections, results are good, but you need to be regimented. And then also pellets. Now, pellets is basically a concentrated amount of the bioidentical hormone that is slowly released. That is pretty much how we deliver it for women. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to really be on a program. You come in here every 3 to 4 months. We give you a pellet. You don't have to think about it. Life is good.
And is the pellet injected or inserted in the dermis?
So the pellets are inserted subcutaneously in the gluteus maximus, otherwise the buttock.
Okay.
So we do some local anesthetic to the area, and the instrument is about a few inches long, relatively pain-free, done in the office, takes about 10 to 15 minutes to do.
Okay.
And then there's a slow release of the hormones over the course of 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
You don't feel a rush immediately after. It is time released. So maybe the changes won't be immediate, but the feedback we have is that they have more energy, happier.
Improved sex drive.
Wow.
Improved sleep as well.
Yeah, you might be seeing, you might be seeing my mom there. She's like, oh, Okay.
Improved sleep, that would be helpful.
Sold.
Sure.
Well, you know what? One of the main reasons why guys actually come in is for erectile dysfunction. Now, for years, doctors have been prescribing basically vascular drugs to deal with it. But it really wasn't, usually it's not a vascular issue. It certainly could be, but it's really a hormonal issue. So all of a sudden where a guy is lacking, most guys, and Ron, you tell me, how do you feel? I don't know how old you are, but I think all guys kind of feel like they're 30 years old or maybe even younger. In our brain, we just feel younger. But unfortunately, our body's not in stride with that. So what this does is actually it brings you back to the level that you were when you were in your 20s. You don't necessarily need a vascular drug. You just need to get your hormones pretty much adjusted.
Right. I'm 53. My brain feels like I'm 18. My body tells me I'm wrong.
Exactly. I think we're all on page with that. But, so that is pretty much what we're offering. We are looking into delivering or offering also peptides. And peptides will be the future of medicine in the sense that they're taking amino acids, small proteins that are very natural to your body that makes it work better. And it's like there's amazing things that it does. Help with sleep, repair cartilage, ligaments that there's really nothing else out there. There's a bright future in the anti-aging aesthetic business, and we're happy to be part of it.
What time are you open till today?
So there are, I totally agree with you. There are scientifically proven and studies that prove that if you look good, you feel good. And also, if you look good, unfortunately, you do get a leg up in this world. You get less, less criticism towards you and more advantages and more promotions. And like you were saying.
So do you think that's the biggest misconception about medical cosmetics is that people think it's all too much or overdone or not natural? Or
everyone has their opinion, and for people who don't really know about it, they perceive it as being superficial, a waste of money and things like that. But then when they come in, there's a lot of people who find their way in here and they're extremely happy because the differences we make they're subtle but they make a huge difference. So there's a lot of misconceptions about this, but this has become so mainstream. You'd be amazed at how many people are doing this and continue doing this. And it's a feel-good, it's really a feel-good field. And we're happy to be part of it.
Yeah, I had a total misconception of this, but after this interview, it's totally changed my mind about it.
Good. So good. We're happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you'll be seeing me soon.
He's the one that recently shaved. He went 20. Right. I've only known him with a beard, and he walks in today with clean shaven. I'm like, wait, who is this?
Right? He probably looks like he looks younger now, huh?
He does, yeah.
Nice. Let's see if I can lose another 10 years.
All right.
So tell us, I imagine starting your own business was pretty challenging. How did your family and friends, what kind of role did they play in helping you get this thing started?
Ron, this wasn't challenging at all. We opened up and we just had to deal with a pesky little pandemic and then potential riots. The government has set things up to help small businesses, but when you're a starting business, they didn't help with that either. So there was a couple obstacles, but we persevered. The work is good where people come in and they continue coming in. We did the build out for the most part. Barb's father was very important in helping with this. Other family members kicked in. And we're very happy with our result. Our place, and obviously I'm a little biased, is very beautiful. We take great pride in keeping it extremely hygienically clean, and all is well here.
Oh, that's great.
We have a lot of supportive friends, too, and who were at first very skeptical about doing cosmetic treatments. They gave it a shot because they wanted to support us. And now with all their results and being happy, they have also referred several of their friends. So word of mouth for us is really a big key to our success.
That's great. That's great.
And I'm hoping that this episode can get you some more guests, for sure.
We're always happy to take on new clients.
All right.
Again, you've got one coming. And before we wrap up, I know you talked about some benefits. Are there any anything else would like to add about medical cosmetics that maybe we didn't touch already?
Well, I as far as benefits, there's multiple benefits, and I think we touched on most of it. Mm-hmm. And I could probably sum it up, like, for the most part, all my patients is, my job's really easy here because if we do one thing, we improve your collagen, we win. So we all, we offer things that will do that and basically preserve and slow down the aging process. And but otherwise, I think we pretty much covered most of the things we offer. We're a dynamic operation. We're open to new ideas. Mm-hmm. We're always reading. We're always studying. So anything that comes down the pike that is beneficial, we'll be offering it.
Okay,
that's great.
Yeah.
And Michael and Barbara, how can our listeners learn more about you and Skin Med Spa?
Well, we do have some social media accounts. You can certainly find us on Facebook and Instagram with the handle of The Skin Med Spa. And our website is very easy to remember as well. It's theskinmedspa.com. So we have all of our services listed over there, as well as a little bit of information on our background. And we welcome all new guests to take a look at our place and meet us.
Absolutely. And we're going to push them there because we certainly appreciate everything that you're doing. And we're going to be coming back too. Probably before our book tour. Right, Jean?
Yes, definitely.
we went there. Good luck with that,
yes,
too.
Yes. That's the first time we met you, actually, was getting ready for our publishers.
Author photos.
Yeah, author's photos. Right. I can't talk today. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can drop us a line at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified medical health care provider with any questions you have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new health care regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.
Bye-bye.